The Browns head into Thursday night's draft with the number 8 overall pick and a whole lot of questions about a new front office and a new philosophy on building a team. WKSU commentator Terry Pluto notes that three Harvard grads with a love of stats, de facto GM Sashi Brown, former baseball guru and chief strategy officer Paul DePodesto, and vice president of player personnel Andrew Berry, are calling most, but not all, of the shots.
And your fourth guy is Hugh Jackson, the new coach, who's an O-line football guy, been a head coach at Oakland, longtime offensive coordinator. Just looks like football, sounds like football. I would really love to sit in meetings with Hugh Jackson with the old football way and then the new guys with all their spreadsheets and everything else going on and listen to how this goes.
Which one is likely to have the year of the guy with the money, though?
Yeah, Jimmy Haslam. That's the fascinating thing, because Haslam is going to have to sometimes play referee a little bit. But Paul DePodesta and I were talking about that, the godfather of analytics and all this. Sometimes what you can do in analytics is you could at least take something out of the equation. Like, we may not tell you where to go here, but you go down that road, you're going to get killed.
But meanwhile, the Browns have traded down.
Yes.
If they need a quarterback, why trade down?
All right, here's where your analytics come into play. The first quarterback picked in the draft, whether he's picked number one or number three, in the last 10 years, 7 of them have become starters. The second quarterback picked in the draft, only 2 out of 10. So another approach is this: pile up the picks, be the Mr. Big Volume of the NFL draft. And so they have 12 picks now. They have 6 in the top 100. Although it was funny, I was talking to Sashi Brown, and he was talking about, for example, the trade they made where they're dropped down from number 2 to number 8. They've picked up 4 picks in this. And he says, I'd rather have 4 bets down on the table than just 1.
But they're not the same 4 picks.
Exactly.
There's a big drop-off there.
I said to him, well, Sashi, you know, if you keep trading indefinitely, you could own the entire 6th round, which he did appreciate the humor in that. And then he went into, we do have data that shows kind of where quantity is negated and quality measures. In other words, there's a dividing line somewhere, whether it's the 2nd round or whatever. But this is not a quick fix approach. Analytics doesn't like older players. They like drafting a whole bunch of guys. They'll wait for a quarterback as opposed to just drafting a quarterback high because we need a quarterback.
So this may be exactly the year to try to apply the money ball logic, where you're not going for the superstar, you're going for that pool that all fits together the right way.
Right, for example, I want them to take Ezekiel Elliott, running back from Ohio State, even though analytics say you don't have to necessarily take a running back that high. I think he's an impact player. And you know what else? Whenever you get a quarterback or whoever your quarterback is this year, I want them to have somebody to hand the ball to that actually could run with it, you know, help them out a little bit. And I want to see them get some receivers.
It just seems like there's so many holes.
That's the reason they want 12,000 picks.
So how are we going to know if DePodesta, that whole mentality works? How long is it going to take?
Probably 3 years, unless they draft some guys who are disasters. I can tell you this, though. You can expect that there will be a lot of criticism and second-guessing of the Browns draft. Most of the NFL thinks Jimmy Haslam is out of his mind with this front office. A lot of them are old-line football guys. They don't want to see this Moneyball approach work because, frankly, it goes against their gospel. If you look at this, Schultze, the guy that runs the Cavaliers, the general manager of the Cavaliers, David Griffin, he started in the public relations department of the Phoenix Suns. He began studying statistics. Chris Antonetti and his front office, statistics and analytics. In other words, in the other sports, they're a lot more common.
So is football the last holdout saying it can't be applied?
Well, all right. Bill Belichick has had this shadowy figure named Ernie Adams called Director of Research. That's all it says. This guy's been doing analytics way before anybody else. Belichick has been trading down and adding draft picks way before other teams. So I believe, while Belichick, in fact, he will scoff at analytics publicly, he's got a guy locked away in the office doing it, and he's had a guy doing that for many, many years. You know, I'd rather see them try this than some of the junk they've been doing. I don't know if it's going to work. I'm intrigued by it. It's draft day.
Thanks, Derek.
Thanks.